Hi, I'm Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Sarah, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
Hi, I'm Jen. I am playing Lorraine Rainey Taylor, and she's just a weirdo.
Hi, my name's Brett, and I play Spencer Palmer, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
I don't know.
So, possibly. To recap, we spent several hours last time doing something that Jen was able to recap in 45 seconds.
Yes.
Matt's right. It's not important right now. What is important is what happened when the lights went out.
Ooh, sounds
in
sexy.
The city.
Did somebody start making out?
I don't know. Roll to make out.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to call that charm, or maybe contact.
I dropped a die.
Which means...
I guess it depends on how far you're going.
The lights come back on. The room seems normal, but the movie is not playing.
Oh, well, that's because all the power went out. No, wait, that's Theo's line. Because all the power... Yeah, there's nothing right, supernatural about it.
Yeah. I guess the power went out.
Stop writing Theo's lines
I'm
for him.
I'm sorry, God.
Nah, that's all right. That's all right.
Why did that happen? Did you guys see in the film the thing?
What was it? I missed it.
I don't know. Something moving around in the background.
Probably just a squirrel or something.
She'll reset the reel and start it back up.
Okay. As you do that, I want to say Anderson? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah.
Officer Anderson comes in the room and says, I heard a girl screaming in here. What was that?
Oh.
Just Theo.
Shut the fuck up.
Theo punches Spencer.
Yeah, and he was pointing at Rainey.
Okay.
The lights went out and it was surprising. Is all.
Maybe your kids shouldn't be using the projector in here. Maybe y'all should go home.
Wait, no, we have to watch this thing again.
I mean, wasn't it just a regular power outage? Like, I don't know.
I don't know about having kids scared of the dark here at the police station getting all worked up over some kind of movie. My judgment tells me that I probably shouldn't have done this in the first place.
Come on, it's okay.
Spencer says, is trying to get up and like stumbling and leaning against the wall.
Anderson says, I don't know, Spence doesn't look too good. Maybe I should give you a ride home, Spence.
It's fine.
Yeah, he just didn't get enough sleep last night. There's nothing wrong with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well, that sounded convincing enough to me.
Rainey will take her film out of the projector.
And said, why don't y'all come back another time when y'all are a little older and less startled by the dark. Can't have kids just screaming in police stations. Causes a panic.
It was just Rainey. It wasn't anyone else. Like, you won't scream again, will you, Rainey? Like, unless the power goes out again, which that probably won't happen, right?
Right.
He looks and he kind of sighs and he says, okay, but no more screaming. Or else.
Anyway,
he walks away.
Shut the door behind him.
So you start back up the reel.
Yes.
This time I'm going to look, specifically watch for the weird squirrel.
Okay.
So yeah, and Theo's going to like be like right up at the screen like, yeah, we're going to find the squirrel. It's just going to be a squirrel. I bet it's going to be a squirrel. What, you didn't mention anything about like the environment he was in, maybe.
Oh no, I didn't. You're right.
I was kind of just imagining someone's like front yard because
yeah,
that's what
that's
people
what
do
imagining.
With camcorders. But maybe it could be a vacation.
No, it's out in the woods.
Oh man, this is some Blair Witch shit. God damn it!
Does it look like it's daytime?
It does now, but earlier the video was at night. And also, the guy's not in the video anymore.
Did you reset it to the right point, Rainy?
But there is a squirrel.
Yeah, I guess we skipped some, but there's a squirrel.
It's eating a nut.
Okay. Well, who's...
nut.
That's so weird, just out of nowhere. Watching the video. Oh, that's odd. Nut.
As soon as I said that, I'm like, that's just Sarah responding to John. It makes no sense for Theo to say that.
Typical teenager.
That's one True. Thing I just Fair love enough. About Sarah is just such an intelligent woman. And then just the dumbest things will make her laugh.
I'm intelligent.
God damn it. Does it look like someone is holding and filming it? Or is it, like, on a tripod, or is it on ground level?
Oh, man, I hate shaky cam.
No, so, it looks like it's on a tripod, as far as you could guess. It's not on the ground, and it's very stationary.
Okay. And it's not, like, moving around or anything?
Is that how it looked the first time?
Oh, yeah, that's how
it looked. Like, it just looked like it was on a tripod?
Yeah.
It's just kind of standing in one spot, filming a spot, and...
Filming a spot. Well, filming a squirrel eating a nut, I mean, what more could you want?
What? But there was a guy, and it was at night.
Yeah, yeah, that part of it.
Can we rewind it? I'm pretty sure we just got too far ahead.
Rainy will reset the reel again from the beginning.
Have any of y'all ever worked a projector before?
No.
Yo.
I mean,
that's why he keeps stopping us.
Have any character ever worked a projector before?
Oh.
No, but Rainy understands the principles. I think. Like,
yeah,
she
specifically has a friend who works at the movies, doesn't she?
Yeah, so she kind of understands how that works. And her parents probably own a reel to reel because my parents own a reel to reel.
Wow.
Let me take a look at it.
Yeah,
Spence kind of.
Spence gonna tinker.
No, he's just gonna look at it.
Look. If anybody was gonna tinker with it, it would be
that guy right there, which is what I was gonna say.
Well, then say it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good talk.
Hey, Lucas, aren't you good with machines and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, come over here. Maybe we can get this thing going.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, what we got here is a vintage modern Kodak Kodascope 1610 film projector. You're gonna have to take this part out here, and you're gonna have to mash
this.
Does
the police office have like $1,000 projector?
I thought Matt was just going to be reading a WikiHow of like they first lift up this handle.
I was gonna say I can use comprehend maybe, what you're supposed to do, and then he can use tinker, and together we can succeed.
Do it.
Nice.
Okay, don't yell at me.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's Woo. One success. And I get to roll 3.
That's probably what you need.
Jake knows what we
need. I got one success.
That's the whole point of me being the DM, is I know what y'all need.
That's why I said probably.
If you need extra dice, you feel free to borrow mine. I have many.
Thank you, I forgot.
I messed it all up.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. How many do you get to tinker? 4?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and say you get 2 more because he comprehended it for you.
Basically.
So he's stopping me when I'm about to yank the reel out and haven't ejected the holder stop.
Wait. I think we missed a part it needs to go through.
Oh.
That's a success.
That is a success.
So it looks like a 1.
So is the blank.
It is?
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
Okay, so you managed to do it because I'm a very gracious DM.
Yes, so Lucas, with the guidance of Spencer, works on the reel-to-reel and rewinds it all the way back. Or I guess it is rewinding it. There you go. You Zoomers and late millennials, that's what it means to rewind, is we rewound the film literally into the canister. So we do that.
Did you say Zoomers?
Yeah, that's what Gen Z's called. You call them Zoomers.
That's dumb. I'm not going to do that.
No, it's hilarious.
I thought that's what you called Max from...
that's what I was thinking.
Also, aren't y'all millennials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say millennials? I can't remember.
I did. I said late millennials.
Late millennials.
Yeah. So Lucas... rewinds the entire reel back into the top reel, and then they feed it down through there, and Lucas is like, oh, no, we need to advance it just a tiny bit more so that we get to the actual film, and there we go. Okay. All right. This should be right at the beginning during the day part now.
Night part.
Boop. That's my reel-to-reel.
That's the noise it makes.
Your starting noise.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's a fancy new Japanese one. It goes beep.
Is Kodak Japanese?
No.
You said it was a Kodak machine.
I did.
In this alternate timeline.
They outsourced this part.
Oh my god.
From Fujifilm.
Mm-hmm.
It starts, and there's nothing. It's still the same.
Oh, hang on. We gotta wait a little bit for it to get to the actual film. Well, you said there's nothing.
It's suddenly day, and there's nobody there.
Just the squirrel?
Just that squirrel. Going to town on that night.
Maybe when Rainey set it up, it was too far in. Let's see if we can make it go faster and get through this boring squirrel part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's fast forward like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. It's daytime. The squirrel is gone. And the nut is also gone.
Dun, dun, dun! A crime has been witnessed.
Something happened here.
Okay, well, maybe she did it towards the middle of the reel.
Boop. Okay.
Rewinding noises.
No, the fast-forwarding noises. Oh. Good try.
I don't know what a fast-forwarding
noise is. Yeah.
Oh, God! You fast forward further in, there's no squirrel. It does look like it is now, the sun might be going down. It looks like there's some movement of bugs or something, and it looks like something's moving in the trees. But no man, no squirrel.
Huh. This is really boring.
New nut.
New nut?
New nut.
Well, maybe. Maybe I flipped the reel upside down when I put it back in and running it backwards.
Or? That wouldn't change it from day to night.
Well, no, like the beginning or the end was up in the top. I don't know. I'll fast forward it some more.
Okay, so you fast forward it and there's still no man. The night has taken the screen there now. It does appear that there's something moving up in the trees, most definitely. And you can see fireflies.
I'm going to get close to the screen and see what's moving up in the trees. Can I tell, or is it too low res?
He was also going to sort of like lean in and see if he can like get anything.
I've seen movies. This is a jump scare. I'm standing back.
Right.
As you lean closer and closer, hear a loud scream as Wilhelm just freaks out.
Lucas jumps.
God damn it, Wilhelm!
Wilhelm, no! This is how we got kicked out of the arcade.
And,
sort of.
The first time.
Do you turn back to the screen?
Yeah.
There's now somebody hanging from a tree.
Jesus fuck!
Yeah, Lucas, like, stumbles back and trips over a locker of evidence that contains the final clue to closing a cold case that's 30 years old that no one noticed and it breaks.
Why do you think that would be in the conference room?
Oh, are we not in the evidence closet?
No, in the conference room.
Then it was some very, very bad at his job police officer.
Anderson.
God damn it, Anderson. Why you didn't talk to this guy, Spence?
I didn't set out to make him inept. That was you. That was all of you.
Aww. Be nice to your buddy.
I am. I think he's a great guy.
He's like,
you guys decided he's not even a real cop.
That was John.
What does Theo do?
Oh my god, that's a dead body.
Jim?
What?
What did Rainey do? Did Rainey...
No, Rainey jumped.
Okay.
When he screamed.
So, as Lucas...
But she did see the guy... suddenly hanging.
Yeah, because we looked back.
Lucas falls backwards wildly and knocks the projector off its stand with a loud clang and clatter. the real you broke the fiddly bits.
That's acceptable.
It needed those fiddly bits.
Those are the most important bits. Honestly, the fiddly bits always are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'll do without bits to fiddle.
Awesome.
Sarah!
Good night, folks.
What? I was talking about the projector.
Lucas breaks the fiddly bits. The reel is now cracked.
Is that a thing
like,
that happens?
Like the housing?
No, the housing, I guess you
Yeah, like the, basically oh, okay. the reel the, that the, it's reeled on.
Yeah, the little wheel part that holds it. So the is still fine.
The tape is
film.
Still fine.
Film. It's called film. Film.
What the fuck is wrong with me? Officer Anderson does come in to see what the commotion is. And
is it projecting an image anymore?
No.
Just one hateful face up on the ceiling for just a brief second.
It fell on its side.
On the wall, just for a brief second.
There are chairs.
On Lucas's butt for just a brief second.
So,
Lucas, pull your pants up.
I fell.
Officer Anderson looks and says, "What just happened?"
I point at the wall where the projector was pointed. Is there still a hanging man there?
No, there's not. Of course not. Have you ever seen a horror movie?
Lucas is laying there on the projector with the broken fiddly bits. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of pointing at the blank wall where the where it was projecting. He's almost upset, according to the rules of Tales from the Loop. He's clearly shaken by the event that just happened.
But legally distinct from upset. he looks, there's nothing playing, but there is a noose that is there. It looks like it's hanging from the ceiling.
What, physically in our world? What?
Yes, physically in your world.
Oh, goddamn.
This was not made clear to me until just now.
Race. Screams.
Again.
Yeah. Theo will scream simultaneously with Rainy, but maybe it's not quite as girly.
Lucas is freaked out too. He's
on the projector and freaking out.
Yeah. So he's like pointing at it and just like,
Officer Anderson turns around and tells y'all to stop screaming. And he turns around hearing y'all screaming and he points his flashlight in y'all's faces and he's says, "Are y'all on the marijuana?"
Not right now, no. And Lucas is pointing at the rope. He's like jabbing a finger at it accusingly, like, "Why is that rope there just out of the ceiling?"
He turns around, he says, "Okay, now I know y'all need to leave. I'm not having any kind of suicide cult here in the prison, I'm not having any suicide cult here in the sheriff's office. Spencer, I'm disappointed in you. I thought you would be better than that."
Dude, suicide cult? Are you serious?
And looks and he ignores Spencer with disdain as he takes down the suicide cult rope that very clearly has property of suicide cult written on it.
Rainy grabs her reel, puts it in her backpack and...
Suicide cult? This isn't Jonestown?
He looks at you and he says, "But it ain't gonna be a Jonestown either." And he takes down the noose and he...
What is the noose attached to? Is it just like rafters in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was like gonna be, you know, ceiling tiles and it was just like...
Yeah, just stuck in it. Oh, I thought stuck in it like it...
You know, that kind of grid
wall
that holds up the ceiling tiles and
push
the tile up and it...
That kind of count as rafters?
No.
No.
Oh, well then I don't know what a rafter is. So
would those even be durable enough to like?
No.
Yeah. To be fair, it's not. From his logic, he'd be like, "Kids are stupid."
Well,
yeah.
Kids, it would probably hang a kid real good.
Yeah, well, especially Spence.
He goes first so that we can test it. Okay, so the rope is like looped over one of those grids that hold up ceiling tiles. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not. It doesn't look like it's clipped to the ceiling like in a bad video game.
No, it does not. Even not though hung. I knew that's what you were thinking.
I think that would be kind of scary too. And
yeah, it would be spooky.
It'd be pretty weird to Officer Anderson though. Also,
yeah,
that's the other thing.
That's why it wasn't. I recognized in my head. I was like, "Oh, that would be spooky," and then I was like, But he couldn't possibly ignore that because he'd be like, the fuck did these kids
see, do at first I thought he was denying that there was even a suicide rope there. No, I thought it was just something like a shared hallucination between us.
Noose. It's called a noose.
But no, he can see the suicide snake.
Noose.
Thanks for teaching me that word.
You're welcome.
I didn't have a word for it until now.
Clearly.
Are you serious?
Okay, well, Lucas is going to stand up and try to... He's going to fiddle with the projector to try to get it to stand up and try to get it open to take our reel-to-reel out.
He looks back at you holding the suicide rope accusatorily, and he looks and he says, what the hell did you do to the Kodak?
It startled me. There was just a picture of a guy hanging himself in the film, and I fell back.
Spencer was frantically signaling, as frantically as he can right now, not to mention that there was some suicide shit in this movie that we kids are hiding.
I am absolutely snatching the hell out of that.
Too bad, because Lucas said it.
He sure did.
Big old blabber
snatching
mouth.
that movie and shoving it in my backpack.
Officer Anderson looks at you and says, okay, kids, I think you should give me that movie.
No, it's mine. I bought it.
It sounds like it's evidence of a crime if your friend here is telling the truth. Well, what's going to happen? Is she going to say you were lying, or is she going to...
I don't know. We'll have to find out next time on Monsters and Manuals. Monsters and Manuals.
Monsters and Manuals.
The whole show is if we encounter a monster, then have to look up how to beat it real quick.
Rainey's bailing. She tried to bolt out of her room.
Does anybody follow after her?
Lucas is just mostly stunned at the whole procession of events. It's the suicide thing really unsettles him.
Okay.
No wonder people relate to Rainey. run!
Spence?
Hey, I'm sorry, you're right. We were just...
No, I mean, do you run?
Do I run? No. I'm standing here talking to him.
Theo, do you run?
He's kind of got the deer in the headlight looks.
So Officer Anderson tries to grab Rainey as she runs past.
Okay.
Rainey.
Do you want me to roll body move?
Yes.
Body move.
Body move.
Move that body. Hey.
Oh.
Oh. One.
So you manage to snake by and duck and weave and dip and dodge and dive and
jump and jive.
Jump and jive. Rainey, how do you do that?
Rainey will, he goes to grab her.
He goes to grab her.
Okay, she's gonna, slap at his hand with her one arm and, duck down mm-hmm. and kind of scramble on the floor briefly and regain her footing and then dart at the door.
Monkey style.
Yeah. Sha, sha, sha.
Does anybody, given that sequence of events, does anybody follow after her, or do they all just stay?
I think Lucas is distrustful enough of the government to now scramble after Rainey.
Okay, body move.
Oh, you should definitely use Wilhelm. You guys come and then scramble in different directions so he doesn't know who to chase.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a really good point.
And see, that's an example. You can use your iconic item to give you a bonus to the relevant skill check.
Two dice worth of bonus. I tell Wilhelm, we gotta go! And that's Wilhelm has been trained just to run to the nearest exit whenever I say that.
As we all know.
I got one. Oh, thank
my
God.
Yeah, you got five.
Jesus,
five.
Man.
Yeah, a great roll if this were D&D.
Were literally anything else, that would have been fantastic. But off of eight dice, I got one success.
Wilhelm ducks under Officer Anderson and goes between the legs. He tries to reach down and grab him. And when he does, Lucas manages to run by and evade him. Spencer and Theo are left.
Theo is just really confused. He's unsettled by what he just saw. The fact that there is apparently a real rope from that and is still trying to be no, that can't, no. And also these other two just ran out really quickly. He's just once again, deer in headlights. And is also just kind of looking at Spence what do we do? What?
So Spence starts to...
Spence, you're the leader.
What? Spence starts to shove Theo towards the door. You're right. We're sorry. We were just kind of messing around, and we didn't realize how serious it all was. So we won't do it again.
He looks...
Yeah.
He says, not so fast, kids. Y'all aren't getting by me, too. Y'all are going to have to run or get arrested.
Can't arrest
arrested
me.
Arrested for what?
Am I being detained?
Detained, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is real time for Spencer.
You got to let us go.
Your friend there had evidence of a crime.
It was just some dumb movie she found.
Well, that's not what the other one said.
He's got an active imagination. He probably just... He's... You know... He gets scared at horror movies really easy.
Officer Anderson goes over to pick up the very heavy, bulky projector and says, I still don't know. I feel like I should call your mom on this one, Spence.
Let me tell her.
He looks and he says, okay, Spence, I'm trusting you on this. I'm going to ask her about it next time I see her.
Yeah, you got it.
Says, you're a good kid. You just frustrate me sometimes. He lets you and Theo go. Mostly because he doesn't want to tell anyone that two kids and a goat already got by him.
let him go. I let them all go.
Let's go for the day.
Two kids and a goat.
Well, three kids.
Good night, everyone.
Got him.
Hashtag hey baby goat.
God damn it.
I want this trending.
I hate hashtag hey baby goat.
This is based on some stupid thing I said.
I feel like we can get at least two people to do hashtag hey baby goat.
Oh, probably.
Spence picks up his stuff and he leaves.
Everyone has fleed. Well, I don't want to say flee
because the real word is fled.
Rainy took off.
Rainy is gone, never to be seen again. Jen, hand in your character sheet.
No.
Lucas, did you follow Rainy, or did you just say, "Oh, Rainy's gone"? Well,
no, he didn't flee the room and then forget what he was doing. No, he also left to follow Rainy.
Okay, I assume Wilhelm didn't forget you either, and he's following you.
No, Wilhelm follows me, yeah.
He followed you to school one day.
Yeah, and school that wasn't allowed because he kept headbutting the teacher.
Oh, wow. That
he could sense your hatred.
That went drastically different. What do Spence and Theo do?
We walk at a normal pace out of the police station.
Yeah, casually.
Just a nice little jaunt.
Sure, yeah, just a stroll, you know.
Okay. When you get outside, you find that Lucas and Rainey are gone. They left y'all.
Theo kind of looks around and he's just like, Rainey? Lucas? Wilhelm?
In the distance you hear a scream.
Rainey will stop pedaling once she feels like she's a pretty decent distance away from the police department.
So you're a fair distance away.
Okay. Hey, Lucas. You made it out too?
Lucas jogs up next to her, puts his hands on his knees, and just holds his hand up for just one moment for a breath.
Why is the farm boy so impressed?
Because he ran the whole way.
He was wrestling goats earlier.
He's scared.
You said you jogged, huh?
Well, no, he was running, and then once he finally got in range, he can slow down to a jog. Okay. Now he stopped. Does that confuse you as well?
Yes.
Okay.
He was just jogging. Now he's not? You're confusing me, Matt.
This is too
How can one just stop doing that?
So mean.
Rainy. That was... That rope wasn't there when we got in there. And
She shakes her head.
And there was an actual rope. A suicide rope. Just right there. It was the one from the film. What? What's going on?
I don't know, because that guy wasn't in the film either anymore.
No, I went through the whole thing, Rainey. I don't know where he went. I hope he's not following us.
I'll look back.
Yeah, Lucas looks back too.